when you watch Micah Parsons and Jason Oway, what were some of the elements that were sticking out to you and the people you were with yesterday?
Well, you know, as I said on NFL Network yesterday, the headline is Micah Parsons. He's the headliner. He's the best player. But the day belonged to Jason Oway. And that's because Jason Oway is an absolute freak athlete. You know, and we knew that before Mike Tomlin said it, but it absolutely was cemented yesterday. I had multiple, and by multiple, I mean upwards of 10 or 12 of the talent evaluators on hand say almost the same thing to me about Oway. And that was only a handful of people on the planet can do what he can do, meaning at his size and at that skill level, of course. So Oway was an unbelievable workout warrior yesterday, and I don't believe he's just that, by the way. I don't believe he's just that. And I think he will very much appeal to the guy who says, let me see what a player has, and we can coach the rest out of him. And he'll be coached in the NFL, and he'll have to go to a teaching organization. I hope he goes to a really good defensive line coach and defensive coordinator who has some imagination, perhaps some patience, and understands the kind of athlete and the commitment that he will make in terms of being a great NFL player. Micah's a different story. Micah yesterday, the most important thing Micah did yesterday was run a 4.440. I know it wasn't in Indianapolis. None of them are in Indianapolis this year. And I understand that at home turfs, the numbers can be a little bit different, turf to turf, you know, as we'd move around maybe the college game and the facilities in the college game. That being said, Micah Parsons, at his size, with his range, with his ability to do a lot of different things for an NFL team, whether they run a 3-4 or a 4-3 defense, at 4-4, he did everything he needed to do. And Steve, I said this yesterday on the network. At one point, Micah was slipping a little bit. To those of us watching, his cleats weren't doing him any favors during the three cone and some other drills. And I was standing next to a very high profile person who was there in person yesterday. And the person looked at me and said, "I want to walk onto the field right now and tell Micah, stop doing the cones. Do the drills, and you ran a 4-4. That's all we need to see from you." So I think Micah enhanced what they already thought, and I thought Jason Oway opened some eyes. Pat Freiermuth is someone that the NFL loves. The best news from him was that he will be ready in short order in terms of from the shoulder surgery. He told me it will not affect the NFL, period, meaning the day he's drafted, he expects that shoulder to already be fine. So I thought it was just a really good day all around for the Penn State guys.